Have you ever wondered why some speakers captivate while others put us to sleep? When Jerry Weissman began coaching Silicon Valley executives in the late 1980s, he transformed the art of business communication. His techniques helped Cisco Systems raise an unprecedented $224 million in their IPO roadshow, cementing his reputation as the presentation guru. Since then, his methodologies have raised billions in financing and closed countless deals across industries. What makes Weissman's approach revolutionary is his insistence on active implementation rather than passive learning. As Confucius wisely noted, "I hear and I forget, I see and I remember, I do and I understand." This philosophy permeates presentations in action, which distills decades of coaching experience into actionable wisdom that has influenced presentation styles worldwide. The most powerful presentations aren't about performance, they're about connection. When we understand the fundamental principles of human communication, we can craft messages that resonate deeply with audiences of any size, in any setting. The skills that make presentations effective aren't mysterious talents reserved for the charismatic few. They're learnable techniques based on how humans naturally process and respond to information. Key takeaway? Effective presentation skills aren't optional in today's business environment. They're essential currency for anyone looking to persuade, inform, or inspire others. Opening presentations with humor is risky. Even professional comedians can't guarantee laughs, and failed jokes create awkwardness. In global settings, humor rarely translates across cultures and can detract from your core message. Structure, the invisible architecture of your presentation, matters far more than humor. At a conference, Jeffrey Toobin's presentation on Supreme Court politics outperformed Dr. Andrew Weil's health topics purely through better organization. While Weil scattered across topics, Toobin's coherent narrative about the court's evolution kept audiences engaged. You can build effective structure through numerical frameworks like the rule of three, chronological progression, spatial organization, or problem-solution formats. A clear structural roadmap, whether explicit or subtle, helps your audience follow and retain your message. Key takeaway? Structure isn't just organization. It's the mental scaffold that helps your audience absorb and remember your message. Mark Twain noted he needed 30 days to write 2 pages, but only 2 days for 30 pages, illustrating how crafting concise messages requires more effort than creating lengthy ones. Under pressure, presenters often default to information dumping when audiences need clarity. This was evident when Bill Clinton's rambling 32-minute speech at the 1988 Democratic Convention drew cheers only at "in conclusion." In contrast, history's most impactful speeches were brief. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, 272 words, Churchill's "We Shall Fight on the Beaches," 627 words, and Obama's inaugural address, 18.5 minutes. To distill your story's value, use film director Mike Nichols' naming things process. Examine what happens and why it matters. For presentations, this means setting clear objectives, analyzing your audience, and designing supporting elements that enhance your message. Key takeaway? When in doubt, leave it out. Every element should directly support your core message. Your audience will appreciate a focused presentation that achieves its goals without excess. Claire Booth Luce told JFK that a great man is one sentence. Lincoln preserved the Union and freed slaves. FDR lifted America from depression and won WW2. This principle applies to business pitches, which should be equally concise. Create a single statement capturing your business essence, like M&M's, melt in your mouth, not in your hand, or FedEx's, when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. The Army's "Be All That You Can Be" campaign succeeded by focusing on personal aspiration over patriotism. This resonated with 18-year-olds' desire for achievement, increasing high school graduate enlistment from 50% to 70% within 6 months. The campaign worked by delivering a clear YIFY, what's in it for you, benefit. For aha moments in presentations, follow the 10-20-30 rule. Maximum 10 slides, 20 minutes speaking time, and 30-point minimum font. Let your narrative extend beyond slides, guiding audiences to conclusions with information not visible on screen. Key takeaway? The best pitches and presentations evolve through testing. Practice with diverse audiences, gather feedback, and refine until you consistently create aha moments. Like airline pilots who announce their flight routes, presenters should provide clear navigation throughout their presentations. Most presentations fail when speakers jump between topics without logical transitions, leaving audiences lost and struggling to connect ideas. Avoid starting each slide with generic phrases like, "Now I'd like to talk about." Instead, guide your audience with purposeful transitions that link content. As we saw with X, this leads us to Y. Like Apple's intuitive design philosophy, effective presentations connect through simplicity while respecting audience intelligence. Visual elements should enhance, not merely repeat, verbal explanations. Key takeaway? Guide your audience by announcing your route up front, using clear transitions between sections, and periodically reminding them where they are in the journey. Connect new information to your overall objectives while maintaining a coherent flow through examples, analogies, and relevant data. Steve Jobs mastered product launches by using powerful adjectives like extraordinary and phenomenal. While appropriate for launches, excessive hyperbole risks audience skepticism. Most presentations suffer from the opposite, weak, doubtful language that undermines their message. Common phrases like, "we believe," "we think," and "we feel" inject uncertainty. Instead, use assertive alternatives like, "we're confident," "we're convinced," and "we expect." This creates impact without crossing into hype. Microsoft's successful slogans, "where do you want to go today?" and "your potential, our passion," demonstrate three persuasive elements: soft sell calls to action, emphasis on benefits over features, and use of "you," the most persuasive word in English. Like novelists who write multiple drafts, presenters should prioritize revision. While business doesn't allow the extensive revision time authors enjoy, incorporating breaks between drafts helps ideas mature. Key takeaway? Choose words deliberately. Replace conditional language with confident assertions. Address your audience directly with "you," and make time for revision. Like blind men describing different parts of an elephant, people often view presentations as separate components: story, slides, delivery, or Q&A, rather than an integrated whole. Yet excellence in one area cannot compensate for weakness in another, as a compelling story can be undermined by confusing slides or poor delivery. The presenter slide integration is particularly crucial. When animation appears, audiences automatically shift attention to the screen. The solution is simple. Pause speaking when introducing new visual elements, allowing the audience to process them fully. Great presentations, like Oprah Winfrey's Audience Connections, blend science, audience psychology, with art, expressive delivery. Success requires the seamless integration of four components: content, graphics, delivery skills, and Q&A handling. Key takeaway: effective presentations demand equal attention to all components working in harmony. When achieved, this integration transforms information delivery into genuine audience connection.